107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate. It's an absolute pleasure to see Megan Smith-Harris with Stratford Film Festival. Megan, long time no see.
Yay. Well, I've been away for 10 days. I've been at the Toronto International Film Festival, or TIFF for those of us in the know, for the past 10 days. So,
Oh my goodness.
I saw 35 films. I attended two conversations with, which was one was with Ryan Reynolds and one was with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No way.
With a special appearance by Emily Blunt. And so it was an intense but fabulous time.
Mm-hmm.
I averaged about 7,500 to 10,000 steps a day, running from venue to venue and standing in line. But the whole idea of going was to find fantastic films for us to bring to Stratford
exactly.
during the next year when we're running our film series.
Fabulous. I cannot wait to see what you bring to Stratford. But this weekend, Meet the Barbarians is
Les Barbares, as it is in French. I saw this at TIFF last year and knew that I wanted to show it here. I feel like it will really resonate with Stratford, the Stratford community and residents here and viewers. It's about a small town. It's set in France. It's set about a small town in Breton. And it's a dramedy. It's a social satire, which I love, and quite funny in places and quite serious in others. And it's about a town that decides they want to sponsor a Ukrainian family when the Ukrainian the war in the Ukraine breaks out.
Yeah.
And so they are feeling very good about themselves and very puffed up that they're, you know, liberal and kind and generous of spirit. And they get everything ready. They have the apartment. They have language lessons. They have food. They have everything ready for this family. And the mayor is out there with a sash, and everybody's waiting there to welcome the new arrivals. And when they get out of the bus, they see that they are Syrian and not Ukrainian.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies some new friction with some of the townspeople who perhaps are not as unbiased as they think they are.
Right.
So it triggers a series of events, and we see things from the family's perspective and also from the townspeople's perspectives. And it's a great way to look at ourselves. Like how at first you're laughing at the townspeople.
Right.
And then you start going, well, wait a minute. How would, you know, my neighbor react? How would the greengrocer react? How would I react? How would my husband react? So it's the best thing that film can do, because it's entertaining. It transports you to another time and place. But it also is thought-provoking.
Mm-hmm. It makes you reflect. Yeah.
Right. And to that end, one of the things that we like to do at the Stratford Film Festival and monthly screening series is have a value added, but add context by having a talk back.
Yes.
So we will be doing that this Saturday. We have two shows, one at 4 and one at 7, at Stratford City Hall. And we will be doing a talk back with Kathy Vasilakis, is one of the people. And Kathy was a counselor at the time, a city counselor, and she spearheaded this movement called Stratford Welcomes Refugees.
Yes.
Along with Dan Matheson, who was the then mayor. And Stratford actually sponsored five families, Syrian families. This is started 10 years ago, and it was staggered over a period of time to relocate in Stratford. And they helped support everything that they do in this film.
Yeah.
You know, language services, education, job placement, having a place to live, and trying to integrate and help them adapt to their new communities.
Yeah, fabulous.
Oh, and then we also have Felicity Sutcliffe, who was one of the people, boots on the ground people, who helped to be there daily for these families and answer their questions and help them over the bumpy bits. And then we'll also be having a local Syrian mother and her daughter who relocated to Stratford, and they'll be talking about their experience. I hope that they'll be talking about the good, the not so good, and what we could do better, but I don't know if they'll feel comfortable talking about that or not, but they will be sharing their firsthand experience about what it was like to come from their homeland to ours. Mm,
that is really neat. Oh, yeah. This is going to be awesome. So the 4 p.m. showing is already sold out.
Already sold out.
But 7 p.m. we...
7 p.m. we have some some space. We would love to have more people to share in this film and the Q&A. And they, if you're interested, you can go to our upcoming events page at stratfordfilmfestival.com. And you can purchase tickets there, and it'll give you all the information. You can watch a trailer. This film is directed, written, and starring Julie Delpy, who's a very well-known French performer, but also known to North American audiences in a trio of films that she did called the Before series. So she is extremely talented. And very deftly handles the comedy and the drama. She wanted to make sure that she kind of poked a little bit of fun at these people, the townspeople, but that she did not poke fun or make fun of the refugees, because this is a very hard thing to do.
Yeah.
So I think it's a terrific film. It's almost a year to the day that we're showing it.
Oh, wow.
That they came up with the Stratford Welcomes Refugees Initiative.
Wow.
And I believe they raised like $40,000 for each family to sponsor them.
Wow.
And of the 5 families that came, I don't know if I mentioned this, 4 have remained in Stratford.
Oh, so fabulous.
That says a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we are looking forward to this screening this Saturday, September 20th in City Hall. 7 p.m. is the show to get your tickets for at stratfordfilmfestival.com. So thank you so much, Megan.
Well, come on down, everybody. And thank you for having me, Kate. Always a pleasure.